USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
17 executive orders later, House Minority Leader Representative Kevin McCarthy, Republican from California, is giving President Biden low marks after his first week in office, arguing only America's adversaries are benefiting from his executive orders. It's Russia, China, our adversaries who are benefiting, not the American people, he said of Biden's executive orders. China continues to force its will on Taiwan, this time Taiwan airspace, on Sunday by flying 15 fighter jets between mainland Taiwan and the Prades Islands in the South China Sea. Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador announced Sunday evening that he's tested positive for COVID-19. Obrador tweeted that he has mild symptoms and is receiving medical treatment. The NFL Super Bowl teams have been determined. The Kansas City Chiefs versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be played February 7th on CBS. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
With virtually no opposition, we have a new Department of Defense leader. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
The 67-year-old Lloyd Austin was granted a waiver that stated to serve as the Pentagon chief. That person would have had to have been out of the military for 7 years. The four-star Army general spent over 40 years in uniform, retiring in 2016. He easily passed the vote in the Senate.
The yeas are 93, the nays are 2, and the nomination is confirmed.
With that vote, Austin, who once served as U.S. Central Command leader, becomes the first black chief at the Pentagon. Austin also promised to recuse himself from any decision involving Raytheon Technologies, where he was serving on the Defense Contractors Board of Directors. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The Defense Secretary oversees the Defense Department and acts as the principal defense policymaker and advisor. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Super Bowl matchup in the National Football League for the 2020 season is now set. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Green Bay Packers 31-26 to advance, representing the NFC. The AFC will be represented by the Kansas City Chiefs as they beat the Buffalo Bills 38-24.
We did a good job as far as rehab and getting myself ready to go, and I feel like I was myself out there, and we were able to go out there and score points and find a way to win against a really good football team. Yeah, I mean, the Super Bowl is the Super Bowl. Being able to go up against one of the greatest, if not the greatest, quarterback of all time in his 150th Super Bowl. I mean, it's going to be a great experience for me. I mean, to go out there and have a chance to repeat and get to do it against the best. I mean, it's something special, and I'm excited for the opportunity.
The Super Bowl will be in Tampa Bay, Florida on February 7th, 6:30 p.m. Eastern on CBS. The All-Star Game, a.k.a. Pro Bowl in the NFL, has been canceled. On Sunday at Fight Island in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, UFC number 257, Dustin Poirier, weathered the early storm from Conor McGregor's punches to secure a TKO at 232 of the second round in the pay-per-view headliner.
My goodness!
And Poirier stoic as he comes over and greets his wife Jolie. Oh. A stunner on Fight Island as they attend to Conor. Dustin Poirier has produced the biggest win of his career by a mile.
I'm a happy man, but I'm not surprised, Poirier said in the octagon following the victory. I put in the work. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.